For WBAI News in New York and WPFW Washington, I'm Linda Perry. Today, the International Court of Justice ruled in favor of provisional measures to stop genocide by Israel. However, it stopped short of ordering a ceasefire. The provisional measures stem from the case South Africa versus Israel concerning the United Nations 1948 Genocide Convention. It calls on Israel to stop its genocidal attack on Palestinians, and it concludes that Israel violated the convention contrary to its obligations under international law. During its ruling, it summarizes statements submitted to the high UN court during 2 days of testimony by South Africa and by Israel on January 11th and 12th, 2024 at The Hague. It issued a string of orders which rule that Israel must cease its war-making in Gaza, it must cease committing and inciting genocidal acts, and that the case charging Israel with genocide must proceed. It ordered that in a month, Israel should submit a report on measures taken. According to the Associated Press, reports that allowed the accusations of genocide to stand stung the government of Israel, which was founded as a Jewish state after the Nazi slaughter of 6 million Jews during World War II. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the fact that the court was willing to discuss the genocide charges was a mark of shame that will not be erased for generations. He also vowed to press ahead with the war. The power of the ruling was magnified by its timing coming on the eve of the International Holocaust Remembrance Day. Such provisional measures issued by the World Court are legally binding, but it's not clear if Israel will comply or if the United States will stop supplying arms to the Israeli government in compliance with the UN Court's order to stop the genocide. As a party to the Genocide Convention, the United States is required to undertake to prevent and punish the crime of genocide. South Africa's foreign ministry said today marks a decisive victory for the international rule of law and a significant milestone in the search for justice for the Palestinian people. It said there is no credible basis for Israel to continue to claim its military actions are in full compliance with international law, including the Genocide Convention having regard to the court's ruling. The foreign ministry said South Africa sincerely hopes Israel will not act to frustrate the application of this order, as it has publicly threatened to do, but that it will instead act to comply with it fully, as it is bound to do. Palestinian Foreign Minister Riyad al-Maliki said the ICJ judges assessed the facts and the law. They ruled in favor of humanity and international law. They call on all states to ensure that all provisional measures ordered by the court are implemented, including by Israel, the occupying power. This is a binding legal obligation, said the Palestinian Foreign Ministry. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Galan said the International Court of Justice in The Hague went above and beyond when it granted South Africa's anti-Semitic request to discuss the claim of genocide in Gaza, and now refuses to reject the petition outright. Senior Hamas official Sami Abu Zahouri said the International Court of Justice ruling is an important development that contributes to isolating the occupation, Israel, and exposing its crimes in Gaza. Human Rights Watch says the World Court's landmark decision puts Israel and its allies on notice that immediate action is needed to prevent genocide and further atrocities against Palestinians in Gaza. Lives hang in the balance. The governments need to urgently use their leverage to ensure that the order is enforced, says the Human Rights Watch. Human rights lawyer Reed Brody said the ICJ didn't give South Africa all it wanted, but this ruling is a resounding vindication of Pretoria's decision to bring the case and a powerful indication of Israeli policy. Brody goes on to say, most importantly, whatever the Israeli government may say, this binding order will put pressure on Israel directly and through its allies to end the collective punishment of the people of Gaza and to allow humanitarian aid. The genocide allegations amount to an overwhelming rebuke of Israel's wartime conduct and adds to the mounting international pressure to halt the nearly four-month-old offensive, which has killed more than 26,000 Palestinians. decimated large areas of Gaza and driven nearly 85% of its 2.3 million people from their homes. Linda Perry, WBAI New York, WPFW Washington.